brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Charlie's with us another 20 minutes. He'd stay longer, but you know, he's got to get on down the road to play a gig. And I said, hey, listen, we'll get you out here in 20 minutes and you can be off the races. And he said, oh, you know how true that is. I'm playing the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Okay, let's go to some phone calls here. Jonathan, Michael, John, Patriot, Richard, and others. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Yes, sir. This is glad to speak with you, Charlie Daniels. This is at Fox 777. And I was wondering, can you by chance assemble a cast to sing about Agenda 21, similar to like they did with We Are the World? We are.
Hey, listen, he's the guy that did the song that In America. Oh, I love that song. And then, so many other patriotic ones. Yeah, we saw that new song that came out by Hank Williams Jr., telling Obama where he can go for getting him fired. What about you doing something like that?
Well, you know, I kind of take it as it comes. I get these inspirations to write songs. That was a unique idea that you came up with there, Jonathan. I hadn't really thought about it in that way. I am very much, I want so bad, and what we're doing now is good, is to let people know. A lot of people don't know this thing even exists. They have to know what it exists. They have to know what's in it. And I believe when they do, we will see some mad people in this country.
You could have a song about get your 21 out of here or you're going to get a 21-gun salute.
That's right. That's right. That's probably what happened, too.
Oh, man.
Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. Man, Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, gentlemen, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Hey, yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Big fan of yours. Big fan of yours. And you know what? You probably hear my Yankee accent. I've only been down here in Texas for a few years, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me, this job transfer. But the thing that, and I'm asking if you've seen this, even in your state, people that, you know, all they care about probably is volunteer football and, you know, Dancing with the Stars or even on, you know, CMT, they'll watch them, that version of
yeah, but there's
American
always
Idol.
People, I want his answer to this, but there's always people that don't care. It's always been a minority that actually fights for liberty, just like in 1776. Charlie?
Yeah, that's true, but it's if it's a fair enough minority, you get the majority's attention. You know, people don't realize this thing. I was unaware of the scope of this thing myself, but just a short while ago, I've been hearing about this global thing going on for a long time, but to get down and get specific about it, they've now put a lot of it in writing as to what it
exactly
is.
Who showed you the proof? Who showed you the proof and turned Charlie Daniels loose?
I looked up on the internet. I mean, it's there for you to look.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm interested in who got you to look, because this is what you're talking about. We've got to give people the facts.
Well, they got me specifically on Agenda 21 was Chuck Undersea, who did this movie. Because he's really delved into it. He's talked to people that are very familiar with what it is. This documentary, this Beyond the Pale Horse, goes into this whole situation. It names names. It names agendas. It names what has happened, how far we have come along, or how far down the trail we are. And some people who explain from their point of view the general... his name slips my mind right now. I can't remember. He was head of the Special Forces. This is a man who has the credentials behind him that is a great, great American who explains what has happened to this nation insofar as headed towards socialism is concerned. The steps that were taken in other places where socialism took a hold, the steps that they took, what they did, how they went in, how they started, and it goes through this whole thing, and he stands there and explains it, and you believe him because he's telling the truth.
It is.
Because he is a man with the credentials behind him that know what he's talking about.
Well said, Michael, thank you. John, Patriot, Richard, Doris, everybody, your calls are coming up. Usually we have calls from all over the country. It's Tennessee and Texas calling today. And Michigan. We got some again.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, we'll be right back. No, it's awesome. Charlie Daniels, I'm like a little kid in a candy shop here. This is fun. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, a Texas filmmaker has made a new film with Charlie Daniels, Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance, and they do have a great website, beholdapalehorse.tv. So we do have that website for you. Of course, my websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My film on Agenda 21 and the UN takeover system is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online. Even though you know about this, folks, pay it forward. Get the video online, YouTube, Google, pass it on to others. We also are carrying another film that exposes Agenda 21, Farmageddon, eye-popping wake-up call, Los Angeles Times, of how they are harassing farmers, Amish, you name it. I mean, they're arresting people for gardens or selling tomatoes now. I mean, they want it shut down. That's available at InfoWars.com. Charlie Daniels of CharlieDaniels.com is our guest. And we were talking during the break. He says he'll come back on with the filmmaker of Behold a Pale Horse. So we'll line that up in the next month. Excited about that and excited to get my copy. I actually got invited to the premiere last week. Like an idiot, didn't go to that either. But it's good to learn all this today. I just knew we were getting Charlie Daniels on, and I'm excited to have him. Anything else, Charlie, before we plunge back into calls in this final segment that is burning in your heart and mine right now that you'd like to relay to the population?
Well, just, you know, the thing about yesterday, I met with a whole bunch of good folks, and we talked about that. Remember, you know, we have one hope, and it is to get back next to God. That's this country was founded on that. And there's a big war on Christians. Christians right now, don't be intimidated by it, because we win this thing in the end. And just stay with it. Stand up for what you believe in. That's the name of the game.
Well, there's a reason the globalists and the communists and the socialists and the collectivists are always trying to henpeck us into shutting up, because we've got the power. Free market, capitalism, liberty, private property, family, God, country. That trumps the crap, I'm sorry to use that word, they're selling. And so they want to shut us up.
You're right. Absolutely. And we don't shut up, are we?
No.
I never.
Dr. Richard in Kansas, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels. Welcome.
Good to speak with you again, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm well, thank you.
My question to you is, upon reading the Undercover of Darkness signing of, for example, the National Defense Authorization Act, if upon reading that you got the exact same sort of red flag feeling that a lot of us got, thinking this is automatically for us, not for other countries.
Yeah, let me put it this way. Obama now says the war on terror is over overseas, and Al-Qaeda is good, going after Libya, and they're our friend now, and Bin Laden's dead. But then he says, we're going to expand the TSA. Now they have checkpoints in Texas and in Houston and Dallas where they grope your wife and your family and your children. So now they're telling us the war on terror is for the returning veterans and gun owners and libertarians. I don't know if you saw those Homeland Security documents.
I did hear about that. That's just a day blame disgrace. I mean, that just, you want to get my blood boiling. You start messing with the military and with the veterans. They are, without them, there is no us. And I have been among these people in the last few years, our men and women in uniform in some pretty desolate parts of this world. I want to tell you what, they're the best we've got. The best we got is not on Capitol Hill. The best we've got is in the uniform of the United States military. They're the best Americans we got. And when I see somebody messing with them, it really gets my dander up. Our people who are returning from our wars are heroes and should be treated as heroes. And for anybody to even have the arrogance of accusing them after they've gone and put their lives on the line for this country, and somebody comes along and accuses them of being a terrorist, come on, man.
Well,
that's too far.
Well, the person doing that is obviously the un-American terrorist. But that shows they want to bring in this Agenda 21. They are scared in these documents, MIAC and Homeland Security. It's made big news. If you're a new listener, folks, this is real. Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, but number one, returning veterans. They're teaching police that they're the biggest terror threat.
Well, that's just BS, man. That's just crazy. You know, let me tell you something. America is not stupid. I mean, I guarantee, how many people are going to believe that? That sounds like something out of a fictional novel of some kind. That our returning veterans are terrorists? Come on. Nobody's going to believe that. Nobody does believe that. Of course, there's people that are just sheep that are led around by the nose and believe anything you're told. But people to get up and go to work in the morning and make a living for their family, good God-fearing people are not going to believe that. They know that's a bunch of BS.
The only people that would say something like that are people that want to overthrow this country. They come in and say constitutionalists and libertarians and conservatives and veterans are bad. That's what you'd expect, you know, in the 70s if the Russians took over.
Exactly. Well, it ain't going to work. We can't let it work. There's too many people out there, man. I see too many good people every day. They ain't going to swallow this.
Do you agree, Charlie?
That's the thing about educating people about this thing. Please, people, if you're listening to me, don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex's word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Prove it to yourself for the sake of your children and your grandchildren and yourself and this nation that we all love so much. Get on your computer. Look up Agenda 21. And find out what it is and what it means and how it's going to affect not just us but the whole world. Do that. Don't take my word for it.
You're right, John in Texas. We got to move quick here. We're running out of time with Charlie Daniels. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hello, Charlie.
Hi,
you know,
John.
Basically, we're in the Soviet system right now. It's just soft core because of the Second Amendment. They can't really get rough, so they're implementing it slowly in spots where they can. But the key to all this is the Second Amendment. Once the guns are gone, the velvet glove comes off and the iron fist will come down and we'll be in a red terror that the world will never see.
Amen. happen. That's the thing about it. You know, that what scares me more so than anything else about this is one more Supreme Court justice. Stop and think about it. You've got Sotomayor, Mayor, and you've got Elena Kagan. Elena Kagan should not even be on the Supreme Court to start with.
She helped write the health care law and is now going to rule on it. That's illegal.
Yes. She should have been recused. She should have recused herself. We've got our Constitution is being trampled on by this government and this administration.
Charlie, what do you make of Cass Sunstein? Since you said that, Cass Sunstein is the guy they've got lined up. Obama says that'll be his next nominee. Cass Sunstein has said, I'm not kidding, pull this up. I can't believe it. He said it. He wrote papers 5 years ago, 4 years ago, saying, arrest people that don't agree with man-made global warming or at least fine them. He is a total authoritarian, and that's who Obama wants.
Then they got to come get me. Because I think man may go up warm. I don't think man can't control the climate of this world. That is stupid. If this world is changing, it's God's doing. It's not ours. If it's warming, it's God's doing. It's not man's doing. We can't do it. We can't control it. And, you know, that's just downright stupid. Anybody that has those kind of preconceptions should not even be allowed to go in the Supreme Court building, much less serve on the Supreme Court. And that's what I'm talking about. That's where, if we aren't careful, Obama's big power is going to come from, is from the Supreme Court. And then Congress can sit back and say, well, we didn't do it. Well, yeah, you did. You sit back and let it happen.
Amazing.
You know, you confirm these idiots.
Charlie Daniels is our guest. Thank you so much, John. Patriot in Michigan, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Charlie. It's an honor. Charlie, I would like to commend you for speaking out. I wish more people of your stature would do the same. Just a quick little tidbit, Alex. I'd like to say thank you to all of you. We have started speaking out. We have built a social network. We would like to invite you all. It's patriotspot.wallfm. It's got a ton of Alex content, full of Agenda 21.
Info. Good job, buddy. We appreciate you. Tell us if you got a question for Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. What do you think we should do in response to the NDAA?
Response to the what now?
The National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA bill.
Yeah, what do you make of Obama?
Me or him?
No, I mean, what do you make of Obama, just to be clear, with NDAA? You know, that's where he says he'll arrest citizens and disappear them if he wants.
I think you ought to call your congressman, your senator, and raise hell with him. Tell him he can't come back to state if something like this happens. But that's a danger again to the Supreme Court situation. They'll never get that through Congress. There's no way they'll ever get it through Congress. But you wait for the Supreme. I mean, that's what scares me. That right now is one of my biggest fears in this country, is the Supreme Court passing something, and the Congress. You know, when you don't read bills, if you can't read bills, you got no business up there. You vote for stuff you don't even want. The heck it is. That's stupid. That's not America. That's not what they're there for. We need to get squared away here. We need people who are going to support our Constitution and people who are going to support Supreme Court justices that are not left so far in one direction that they can't possibly think the right way to rule right on things. This thing about arresting people, that ain't going to happen. We can't let that happen.
I was about to say, is that they put a bunch of degenerates and crooks in so foreign interests can use America like a vending machine. They stick money in, pull the lever, get whatever they want out of it. Let's jam in more calls here in the last few minutes with Charlie Daniels. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey,
hi, Doris.
I'm from Tennessee. I'm in Nashville right now, Charlie Daniels.
Well, bless your heart. I'm up here in Louisville right now.
Listen, I'm really glad to hear you two link up together. I've been a Prison Planet member for since March of 11, and I think that we are completely being taken over if people don't wake up. And they'll listen to people like you. And this is sort of like the Alamo. Tennessee wouldn't be a Texas without a Tennessee. I call Lamar Alexander. I call Corker all the time. They always tell me exactly what they told you. They will never vote for these things. Now, they just did the transportation and highway thing. And in it was a section about firearms. And They said it, he didn't vote for that. I looked up the votes, and they voted yay on it. I don't know. He said, well, he didn't vote for that part.
Well, I know this. They're always changing those bills, but what I know is in that bill is that the IRS just says you haven't paid your taxes. I mean, I've had them come after me, and I know full well I've got mainline accountants and paying all that, you know, stupid tax to the Federal Reserve. And just for them saying you haven't paid, they take your passport away, which is a right as a citizen. Charlie, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's just another fire grab. You know, it's just like they just keep coming at you from every direction they possibly can. Well, how about this situation? We're going to make kids under, what was it, 16, quit working on farms?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, now, isn't that brilliant? The best way in the world for kids to learn work ethic is to get up. Farm kids have the best work ethic. I used to work on a farm when I was a kid. You know, kids that drive, the kids that are 10 years old on farms do a better job driving a tractor than most people on the highways do with automobiles. That's stupid.
Well, here's the deal. My dad, exactly. My dad grew up on a farm, and I've worked on the family farm we have in ranches nearby. They sent me down there for a whole year one time. But the point is that that's what teaches you to act like an adult when you're young and teaches you responsibility. And some of the best workers on those farms are children. They're having a good time, and they've got a lot of money in their pockets instead of playing video games or joining gangs. But it shows how they want to destroy parental control over their children.
Well, it ain't going to happen. We can't let you. You know, somehow, some way, we got to say our prayers and pull our vote and leave. We cannot let this happen. It's obvious that this is a very clear-cut deal here that we want to go this way, that Obama is going to take us, and he ain't going to change. It's going to be worse if he gets a second term. Are we going to go this way? We're going to try to go another way. We're going to take a fork in the road. And, you know, it's like, I don't know anything about, I look like Mitt Romney's going to run. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I know he ain't Obama. And I know, you know, to me, I don't endorse political candidates. But right now, I would vote for just about anybody but Obama.
You'd vote for Mickey Mouse over Obama?
I'd vote for Mickey Mouse in the New York Minute, yeah. In fact, we ought to start that. Let's do that. Mickey Mouse for president, yeah.
Over Obama.
We've got a Mickey Mouse president now. What's the difference? Yeah.
Exactly. Let's jam in a few more for Charlie Daniels, and he's got to go play the Kentucky Derby. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Texas. You're on the air, Don.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to recommend to you, since you've got a musician you're interviewing today, a song that nobody knows, but they think they do, and it's the Star Spangled Banner, the last verse.
Well, you know what, you're right, it does have a last verse, but the thing about it is, when you do it, nobody wants that last verse because it takes too long and it burns up network time and it won't get home with the football game, you know? But yeah, definitely there's a last verse to it.
Can I quickly recite it?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation.
The conquer we must, then we cause it is just, and thus be our motto, in God is our trust. Yeah, that's why they don't say that.
And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Everybody needs to memorize
this. Good verse.
But you notice it says, if our cause is just, you see, and that's why they want to make us corrupt, because we lose all of our providence once we become corrupt.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you're on the air with the...
Guys.
I'm sorry, Charlie, go ahead.
I said, we're not going to let this happen. We can't let this happen.
We're not. Caller, you're on with Charlie Daniels. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to, since you got a musician on, remind you all of that and all your listeners.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, we've only got a few minutes left with Charlie. We're going to break here in a second. I want to jam in a few more. He's been very nice. CharlieDaniels.com. But, Charlie, I've got to selfishly ask you a question. How did you come up with The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and how did you come up with the best fiddling I've ever heard?
Well, I have to disagree about that. Well, my best feeling, because I don't consider myself that. But the way we came up down to Georgia is a pretty boring story, actually. We had written and rehearsed a whole album's worth of songs to go in and do an album. And we got in the studio and said, we need a fiddle tune. I don't know why we didn't discover it before we went in, but we said we need a fiddle tune. So we took a break, moved out of the studio into a rehearsal studio and wrote this song. And I don't know where the idea came from. I just, you know, it was just, I read an old poem back in high school by Stephen Vincent, they called The Mountain Whippoorwill. It had to do with fiddling, and it always impressed me because it was a young fiddle player. If that's where the idea came from, but I got this thing. Devin went down to Georgia, and the guy started chipping in, and here we went. And first thing you know, went back to the studio and recorded it. So it's that. I wish it was a better story about that, but it's actually not.
Well, you could always come out with another one. But let me ask you this then. It's kind of a right stuff question where they say, well, who was the greatest fighter pilot you ever knew? And he was about to say Chuck Yeager, but he said himself. Who do you think is the greatest fiddle player, living or not living?
Johnny Gamble is hard to beat. I know you're familiar with him.
Yes.
There's a couple of guys on the Opry that are Hoot Hester is an excellent fiddle player. The best hoedown fiddle player right now, in my opinion, is Earl White, who plays with the Square Dancers on the Opry. Hoedown fiddling is almost a lost art nowadays because there's, you know, people don't square dance that much anymore on a grand scale. And some of the guys that I run into on the road once in a while, some of these young guys are really, really good. Kids ask me about playing fiddle. I say, don't look at me. I hold the bow wrong. I hold the fiddle wrong. I put too much pressure on the bow. You know, but that's my style, but it may not work for you. Don't you run your violin, think you're crazy. Don't do it. I don't read music, so I just do it however I want to.
All right, I'm going to jam in two more calls, but folks, you've got to just ask your question. We've got to go because we've got about 2 minutes left here. Let's talk to Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Greetings and salutations. Hi, Charles. Talk show host extraordinaire, freedom friend, Mr. Daniels. Basically, this is my question. Do you really understand the real crux of the situation here? Up until 1951, 90% of people paid income tax. The government did something very smart in making people invest in the government. So, therefore, the mindset is they got to collect that check, you know, from the government for the Social Security.
Brother, listen, I could put you on hold and come back to you after break because we've only got a minute or so left. Do you have a question?
Yeah, the question is, do you understand that that's what the real mindset is? That's the kind of song.
Right, I'll put him on hold. Charlie, he's saying the income tax is unconstitutional. We didn't get it till 1913. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I don't mind paying tax. I mean, I don't mind paying, you know, there's no taxes in the jungle, as they always say. I don't mind paying tax, but I don't like paying exorbitant taxes, and I think we should have a lot more say about how they're spent.
I don't like our money being used against us.
I think we should have a flat tax across the board, and, you know, no deductions, no nothing. The IRS is way too big. Don't need that many people up there doing it. Give us a flat tax. We can figure your own income tax. 10%, okay, fine. Here, 10% of this, that, send it in, be done with it.
Well, that's the big thing about the income tax is that it, you can go to 50 CPAs. Money Magazine's done this. You get 50 different answers. It's written so they can claim you did something wrong. Let's talk to last caller, Lauren in Ohio, a 770 AM listener. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, just want to say bless you. The reason we shouldn't have any tax on the fruit of a man's labor. What does our declaration say that the government was being developed for? To protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God is the creator. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. He gave each.
No, I hear you. Do you have a question for Charlie?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the solution. We have to stop obeying these people when he's talking about the Supreme Court.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Well, it's going to come to people saying no and stop complying. Charlie, we've got a minute left. Any closing comments for America out there listening?
I'd just like to say I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to meet you long distance here, and I've really enjoyed your show, and I enjoyed talking to your listeners, and you're doing great work. You know, keep it up, and just inform, keep people up with what's going on, and there's so much stuff that you're not getting on the mainstream media. And let's fight this thing. I mean, you know, I'm here. Y'all are there. Let's just let you let your voices be heard today. How you feel. Don't, you know, do it in the local workplace.
You're
do
right.
Wherever you are.
Let
be heard.
We can do this together. We can turn this country around. Look at you taking time out to fight tyranny. Charlie Daniels, thank you so much, sir, for the time. CharlieDaniels.com. All right. God bless you. We're going to come back with calls, a ton of news, and a lot more on the other side. That was Charlie Daniels. We twisted his arm into a whole hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us for the big news and information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Few callers wanted to talk about how the income tax is a fraud. We don't screen your phone calls unless I say we're taking the calls of farmers or police or auto workers that were covering a specific subject and want their expertise. But obviously, if I say we've got 2 minutes, I want to take 2 calls, quick question. You then can't start a minute diatribe and expect Charlie Daniels to answer. So instead of just asking a quick question and getting something in, people just start running on. Then they get mad at me, and I feel bad. I'll guarantee you, when this video goes up on PrisonPlanet.tv and on my websites, I'll see comments like, there's Jones, you know, cutting them off. When they were asking an important question, it's a break. I skipped the last break that drives the network crazy. I can't skip local breaks. Those belong to the local stations. But I skip network breaks all the time. I've skipped a break. That's like coming into an aircraft carrier with your, you know, no fuel. You got one pass to land. I got 2 minutes left. I try to go to your calls, and then you just start going into the whole history of the income tax being a fraud. I'd already mentioned that to Charlie, but we're bringing Charlie along. He's waking up to Agenda 21, to the New World Order, not just kind of mainline right-wing politics. We're waking him up. And so he doesn't know what you're talking about. That's why I would preface it and say, did you hear about that where they said the returning veterans are the number one threat? He had heard of that, so he could talk about it. He didn't know what you were talking about. It's like it's in 21. He was saying, I didn't know about this till recently. Somebody, you know, a filmmaker, contacted me to be in a film about it. I went and researched it on the UN website, found out it was true. And again, we've been on in Fredericksburg for 17 years. I know that filmmaker contacted me to be on. That's the type of thing I love to see. Probably somebody we woke up. A film I didn't even appear in. Just like I didn't. Aaron Russo kept begging me to be in America Freedom to Fascism. And I'm not bragging saying, oh, hey, look, I'd have been in this or I'd have been in that. It's just funny how busy I get. Because there's just stacks of interview requests in there I just turned down. And then I realize, wow, I'm probably blowing it. So I'm going to tell the Behold the Pale Horse folks, if they want to put out a second edition, I'll be more than glad to be in it because I've been watching clips of it. Wow, talk about good. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. And so there's your endorsement right there. And then I think about America Freedom to Fascism that reached tens of millions. It was a blockbuster for liberty. I'll talk about a who's who. That's who's in that film. I want to carry that thing. By the way, that guy's emailed us and contacted us over and over again. And, of course, now we can't even find his contact. So if the director wants to come in here in studio, get a hold of us right now. We want to have you on. But continuing, if you just joined us, we had Charlie Daniels on. The type of thing that irritates me, though, is that I know I'll be criticized for hanging up on those callers or putting them on hold as if I was censoring them when I wasn't. There wasn't time to do a treatise on the income tax. There wasn't time to go into that. We have constant guests on exposing it. It is a fraud. It's unconstitutional. But we didn't have time. It'd be like if you had to be at work in an hour, you couldn't go to a matinee two-hour movie. Got to be at work in an hour. Takes 30 minutes to get to work. Can you watch a two-hour matinee? No, you'd end up being 2.5-3 hours late to work. You cannot do it. Like I saw a comment in the article about FEMA camps. And the reason I'm covering this is it deals with people's lack of deep thought. And the article, leaked U.S. Army document, outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And this is the big issue. But there's like 450 comments in there. And half of them are saying, yes, we're accurate, and you know, here's some more documents. And then another 25% are saying, yeah, it's pretty bad. I hope we can back this off. But the other 25% are saying it isn't true, even though all the documents, links, screenshots, PDF, highlighted areas are right there. And then another group in there are saying Alex Jones didn't give credit to who first broke this. And I know how Watson is. If somebody else covers it, he always links to them. Especially because in case it turns out to be not totally accurate, somebody else did it. So I call Watson up this morning. I saw a few of these comments. And I said, where'd you get that originally? And he said, an email. One of our listeners pointed out it was in the Defense Department websites. And I said, yeah, okay, well, thank you. Just so I could certify, somebody made a video mentioning it. And that's the whole point, is then we see it, or Charlie Daniels sees it, or Ron Paul sees it, and then we cover it. We're not, every time I get amateur activists on, all they want to do is thank all their friends and everyone else like it's an Academy Award ceremony. We're not here to just constantly obsess over who covered what first or who knew what first. And I saw the person commenting said, Alex Jones never gives credit and never helps other activists. Really? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is the mothership of bringing other people on and waking other people up and having candidates on and researchers and activists and filmmakers and people taking action. That's what we do. And it isn't that I don't like being criticized. I don't care. It upsets me to just see that kind of trolling, swarming. We've got FEMA camps being set up with massive MPs being trained and private contractors in billion-dollar contracts every few months to prepare to turn the camps on. I've never seen this happen. They've taken them out of mothballs they had set up at old bases. They're firing them up. And 25% of people in the article are saying we're making it up. Not quite 25. And a few percentage points of those are complaining about who reported it first. That is insane. That is crazy. When all we do is link to other people's videos. When all we do is promote everybody else. It's amazing. This isn't about being big stars. This isn't about getting attention. The only reason I want to get more attention is the bigger I get, the better chance I've got of not being killed. See, it's not the way you think it is. It's when you're small and exposing corruption at point-blank range within the organization itself, they come after you. And I'm just so tired of the infighting. I'm so tired of all the mindlessness. It's just so pointless. Like, I don't mind being attacked by people because it actually just advertises us. I had somebody last week run these Google ads, a big Google ad attacking something I was selling. And it tripled sales of the product. And that's the way God takes attacks and turns them into something good. And I was like, oh, they must have run out of money. I wish they would have continued that. The reason I'm against being attacked is because those people are spending their time doing something that is a waste of time. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I could sit here and plug stuff every hour. The last two or three days, I've hardly plugged anything, even though that's why I fund my news organization, my reporters, my webmasters, the customer service people, the researchers, the accountant, the writers, you know, all of it. But then God does things like somebody attacks me thinking that when they run a Google ad, making up stuff and lying about the ProPure water systems, then that just tripled sales when their ad ran. Tripled sales when they ran a disinfo piece attacking the ProPure filter that I could sit there and plug every hour if I wanted to. I've done the test. I've looked at them. I think it's the best filter out there. Quite frankly, we don't carry some of the other filters because they would break in shipment and the people wouldn't try to refund it. We had all sorts of complaints. Something that was really good, we started getting complaints about. So for a year, I didn't promote anything until I tested stuff myself and said, I like this. And does it mean it's the best thing in the galaxy? No, it's the best thing I found. The storable food company we've got. I bought from three or four places. MSG, additives, crud, tasted like garbage, was old. Finally found a place that, oh, was the biggest, the oldest, the best, the newest food. That's who I promote. Does it mean I'm perfect? No. I promote what I believe in. I promote the InfoWarsTeam.com with the best vitamin and mineral supplements I've found that we've seen real results with. Saw Aaron lose 90-plus pounds. It's not even a fat loss program. I promote what I believe in. Does that mean I'm perfect? No. But let me tell you, I get offers every day. Not even every day, every hour. They had like 100 offers in there for advertisers. And I'm like, I'm too busy. I got to go do the nightly news. And I'm like, can you just, this is like a week of stuff. It's like 100 offers. You have to approve the advertisers. And the problem is, if I can't research an advertiser, I don't take it. Not because I don't think they're good. I have to use something. I have to believe in it. I have to get into it before I'll promote it. Let me tell you something. There is almost no one in radio, TV, or print that does that. I could call up Time Magazine and put ads in there for any amount of baloney I wanted. They take the ad. No questions asked. This place, but then you get attacked for what you advertise and sell. And you think, man, I might as well just sell people crud. But I go, no, that's the devil talking. It's because we are moral and upstanding that we're always accused of not being moral and upstanding. It's because our heart is right and we try to do good that we're always being attacked and people are always saying we're not pure. Well, let me just do you a favor. Let's just say I'm impure, because we all are. Let's just say I'm consciously bad, which I'm not. I'm consciously good, is why I'm dangerous, for all my problems. Let's just say I'm bad and get that out of the way. Government and COINTELPRO wants us to all fight with each other and nip at each other's heels all day instead of dealing with the hardcore issues. That's why I blow up when some guy calls up and says, oh, the National Guard's doing patrols on the streets. What's the big deal? You should have gotten both sides. You're bad. And I go, okay, what am I bad about? Well, you're talking bad about the National Guard. I blow up at him because I'm not talking bad about the National Guard. I'm talking bad about how they're being used along with the regular Army and Marines to acclimate us for military on the streets of America and feds on the streets. And it's all happening. And the guy sitting there saying it's not, I'm not putting up with it. Okay? The sun came up this morning. If somebody calls me and says, Alex, the sun didn't come up this morning, I'm going to either hang up on them or I'm going to start yelling at them. That's what I'm talking about. I live this. I research this. I am telling you what I really believe is the truth. And I'm like 98% accurate. I used to say I was 99%, but really I'm about 2% of the time we're wrong now because we're doing too much. There's too much happening. It's moving too quick. Okay? But I wake up in the middle of the night worried about this. The New World Order is real. The cancer viruses and the vaccines are real. Look it up, please. The sodium fluoride, the bisphenol A, it's all real. And we fight the sodium fluoride and bisphenol A, we're getting it pulled out. And we fight the corn syrup, people are stopping to drink it. And people are finding out we're saving a lot of lives here. This is real. And it is a crime to sit here and attack people that are doing the best they can. And again, I'm not angry because you're attacking me. I'm angry because we need you fighting the New World Order, folks. In a sick way, when you attack me, it makes me more powerful. But it doesn't make the movement more powerful. Do you understand that? And that's why it makes me want to cry. And I'm sick of the trolls, too. The way they manipulate people to argue with them and fight with them on Prison Planet and InfoWars, the way they kill discussion. That's why I've never had a full-time moderator. I've hired two. And starting in the next few weeks, because one of them is just now getting hired, we're going to have people on there 24 hours a day. You go into the InfoWars message boards or the Prison Planet forum, and you try to start infights, or you go into subjects about one thing and try to change it on purpose, and we know your IP address is the same person posing as three people, you're just gone. We want to have real discussion. We want to move things forward. We want to organize against tyranny. I will tell you, finally, after 4 or 5 years of being put off and not working right and everything else, we are going to beta test starting next week the social network. But you got to sign up for the free newsletter at the InfoWars Insider on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com. If you sign up to that email, as hundreds of thousands have, we will send you an email sometime next week with the social network web address and information, and you can be the first to beta test it. And then a few weeks after that, we'll work some bugs out. We're going to go full bore, full tilt buggy. We had a little off-the-shelf social network that got like, I don't know, 35,000 members, or some 37,000. How many? It's 38,000. 38,000 users, but the program couldn't handle it. It was like some little thing for little sites and crashed, and we couldn't fix it. And I've run into people on the streets. I was at a UFC fight that Joe Rogan invited me to 2 years ago or 3 years ago in Austin. And not one, but two different couples came up to me. I mean, you talk about God. Because, I mean, I probably only had it two other times separately happen on the street. In one night, a man and a woman and a man and a woman walked up and said, will you please bring the social network back? We met on your little social network and got married and have children. And then after the fight, I'm leaving, and another couple walks up and goes, Alex Jones, we met on the social network. And I was like, whoa. Now, maybe it was a coincidence, whatever. The point is, we've got a beefy one that we're going to beta test next week. And if you're signed up there at the email, the free email thing, you'll get it. Because I can't give it to the full, you know, tens of millions of listeners, because if there's any problems, it'll just wreck it. So we're going to beta test that next week, and I'm sure it'll be attacked by people and stuff, hackers and folks. But whatever, we're gearing up for that because it's going to have a dating area. And not even dating, just getting together, We're going to call it Freedom Lovers. And it's going to be, you love camping, you love shooting, you want to meet people in your area who are into freedom to go bowling or to go down the love tunnel there in the floating swan. This is it. So we've got that finally going. We've launched PrisonPlanet.tv to the next level and Nightly News. We're doing all this other work, and we're just doing everything we can. And I'm basically like a fighter in round 10, stumbling around the ring half the time, bumping into things. But I'm doing the best I can. You better know that. I know this is real, and I'm giving you the best I can. And I hate myself for not doing better, believe me. But I'm just learning to just say, you know what? I'm doing what I can. That's why when somebody calls up thanking me, it's like taking a branding iron to me, because they're counting on me, and all these people are looking to Alex Jones. And that's what I'm talking about myself, is I'm trying to, like, openly have full spectrum, transparency of where I'm at, so you can understand where the info war is. Your calls are coming up in Joel Skousen.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to blame? You said one love, one life, when it's one need.
My point is it silly to be here talking about infighting when Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps whether underground terrorists plan to eliminate 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. And that ties in with leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America where people that don't agree with the New World Order are taken. And I've been to the urban warfare drills and covered them and watched the system trained to do this. I mean, this is real. This is illegal. I can open the phones up right now and load it with police and military. Plus, I have the documents and video where they'll go, yeah, it's true. We raid gun shop dealers and people's homes and people that won't turn their houses over. Yeah, the Army dresses up, the Marines dress up in police uniforms, and we go and do it. And it's secret, and it's illegal, and they just do it. Just like torture is illegal, they just do it. Or warrantless wiretapping. We're in trouble. Okay? We're in an authoritarian system, as an earlier caller said. We're in a Sovietized system. They just haven't ratcheted up certain parts of it yet. But now they're starting to take those out of deep freeze, out of mothballs, and fire them up. They're tuning up the war mocks. They're tuning up the juggernauts. They're tuning up the war machine. And I'm telling you, we need to get the word out. And people know. It's why they're buying 5 million guns a month. People know. But I don't want to just sit here and get a bunch of ammo and guns. It's not going to hurt the New World Order to have a bunch of shootouts with idiots, you know, local police that are brainwashed. I'd rather go out and make them not be idiots. I'd rather take our country back. Come on, we can do this. I mean, if it comes to the shooting war, that's what has to happen. But I'm trying to do everything I can to avert this. Basil in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. What do you think of Charlie Daniels?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I had a quick question for Charlie when he was on earlier, but I guess basically now what I want to say is he has a song he did with Aaron Lewis of Sting. The name of the song is Country Boy, so I guess I'll turn it into a plug real quick. Real, real good song, real good lyrics. And then... real quick, one point I wanted to make. I'm originally Middle Eastern, Syrian descent, and I wanted to tell all of the Muslim and the Middle Eastern listeners, you guys need to get on board with what's going on here. You know, there's a real revolution here. People keep talking about revolutions in the Middle East. Those are revolutions. When the United States and those interests, they get in there to defend their interests, that's all they're doing. It's not a revolution. It wasn't started by our people. You guys need to wake up. You need to realize that if things don't change in this country, they're not going to change anywhere.
Well, that's right. This is the empire's muscle. And we have to get our republic back and become a country instead of an empire. And again, we don't. A lot of people think we get the goods of the empire. We pay for it, and the foreign bankers get it. And then they, in turn, use our tax money to pay to use General Motors systems to build up China. I mean, it's incredible. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back. He was listening on an app on Android. Don't forget, we have the free iPhone app in the listen section of Infowars.com. We're going to come back and go to Casey, Noah, George, Jake, and others. So stay with us. Your calls are coming up in the last 30 minutes. Joel Skousen on this big news, Russia threatens to strike NATO. Missile defense sites. I mean, that is a big deal. This isn't just some poor third world country the bankers can kill. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.